Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Kayo nakikinig sa programa sa Wikang Filipino ng Radyo SBS. Susunod, kwento naman ng pag-ibig na pinaglayo ng COVID. May sasalarawang whirlwind romance. Nagkakilala online sina Virginia De Vera at Alvaro De Melon. Nakabase sa Pilipinas si Virginia, mula Australia sa Newcastle naman si Alvaro.
Well, sa online, nag-sign up ako doon. Tapos unang-unang nag-message sa akin siya.
So Alvaro, what drew you to Virginia?
What drew me to Virginia? Oh, it was just her kindness, a beautiful woman, and I adore her voice.
Mayo 2019 ang unang nagkakilala. Matapos ang may anim na buwan sila'y nagkita at bumisita sa Australia si Virginia. Disyembre naman ang nakaraang taon ang nagbalik sa Pilipinas kasama si Alvaro kung saan siya naglagi hanggang Enero. Sa mga panahong nagsama, nagbunga ang kanilang pagmamahalan. Pebrero nang nag-apply para visa upang maisilang sa Australia ang nasa sinapupunan.
Nag-apply kami ng visa ng anak ko nung February 15. Mm-hmm. Sabi kasi 1 month, then nabutan kami ng... Supposed to be, kala ko lalabas siya ng March 15. Kaso hindi pa siya lumabas, na pending lahat po kasi nag-close ang immigration dito sa Manila. Tapos nag-apply ulit yata siya dyan, inayos niya lahat. Kala niya makakahabol ako kasi gusto namin dyan sana ipanganak yung baby namin kasi ako lang dito tsaka yung anak kong 8 years old. So, wala akong kasama.
Bunga ng lumalalang sitwasyon kaugnay ng COVID-19, naabutan ng mag-ina ng pagsara ng hangganan. Kinailangang mag-apply para exemption to travel para kay Virginia at ang kanyang 8 taong gulang na anak. Si Eddie Remington, ang migration agent nina Virginia at Alvaro.
There was a border ban and her tickets got cancelled they contacted me to ask about how to get to Australia because of the border ban. My suggestion was that because she had she's got an Australian child, that we apply for a visitor visa first to get her over to Australia and apply for an exemption. What happened was that I applied for the visa, but because of the backlog of what's happening with the visa processing and the shutdowns in Manila, they didn't sort of process it quite quickly. And when they did, they asked for all this extra information. And one of those things was the health exam.
Sa darating na Lunes, nakatakdang manganak si Virginia sa Olongapo sa Pilipinas, malayo sa piling ni Alvaro.
She got the exemption for the visa. So it's kind of 2 processes you got to get the exemption first, and then if you get the exemption, then they can grant the visa.
So that's the exemption to travel, correct?
That's correct,
Through the borders.
Yeah, that's correct.
But then she didn't get the visa. Why?
She got the exemption and then we would have given that to immigration, then immigration sees that she's got an exemption, then they can grant the visa. But because they took back the exemption, then she could not get the visa because she didn't have an exemption to travel.
So her exemption was revoked.
That's correct.
So that's a correct word to say. It was revoked.
Yes. Her exemption was revoked after it was originally granted.
Did they say why?
They said that it was an error. I can send you the screenshots of it. They said it was an error and that it was going to be reprocessed by another case officer. And then when it was reprocessed by another case officer, they said that her circumstances did not meet the criteria of compelling or compassionate.
Sa darating na Lunes, mag-isa lamang si Virginia sa nalalapit na panganak ng anak niya. Your baby's due any day now, isn't it?
Yes, Monday coming. This Monday coming. What we do now is, I wouldn't have enough time to travel to see the baby born. There's a lot of ropes to jump over. I've got to get an exemption out of Australia. I've got to get an exemption into the Philippines. And then I'd probably have to isolate for 2 weeks in a hotel, so I would have missed the birth anyway.
Virginia, sinong tutulong sa'yo? Dahil kung di ako nagkakamali, cesarean ka manganganak.
Ito po, cesarean po ako. Bali, tinatry ko pong tawagan yung parents ko, kaya lang dahil lockdown, hindi sila makalabas. Bahala na po.
Asan ang magulang mo?
Nasa Zambales po. From Olonga po hanggang sa Zambales, 4 hours yung biyahe. Kaya lang bawal naman silang lumabas. Tapos yung ate ko nasa Pangasinan, malalayo po kami.
Sinong kasama mo ngayon sa Olonga po?
Ano, yung pamangkin kong 13 years old, tsaka yung anak kong 8 years old.
So kayo lang yung nandyan ngayon sa bahay?
Apo.
So, anong mga paghahandang ginagawa mo?
Well, nag-aanda ako para sa operasyon ko sa Monday. Sabagay, ano naman po eh, private naman po lahat ng doon na kasi bawal naman ako mga anak ng public. Dito kasi lahat ng hospital ng public may mga naka-confine na may COVID po.
Hindi ka ba nangangamba dahil sa sitwasyon ngayon sa Pilipinas? O kahit saan man sa mundo?
Nangangamba. Nangangamba ako kasi dito sa amin sa Olonga po dati 5 lang yung may COVID. Ngayon, naging 65 na yata. Araw-araw na dadagdagan.
At ang sana'y masayang panahon para kina Alvaro at Virginia ay nabahiran ng kalungkutan.
Sobrang lungkot po. Kasi syempre gusto ko makasama si Al dahil yung kalagayan ko magbubuntis. Tsaka first time ko din naman kasi na magbuntis na makakasama ko yung magiging tatay ng anak ko. Kasi sa first na naging partner ko, hindi ko po yun naranasan. Kala ko sa kanya ko mararanasan, kaso lang biglang nagkaganto yung sitwasyon.
Al, how do you feel about Virginia being away while she gives birth to your son?
How do I feel? I'm scared. I'm worried that I'm not there to support her. There's one. I just hope everything goes well there.
Ang kanilang hinaharap ay nakasalalay sa susunod na mga hakbang, ang migration agent na si Eddie Remington.
So the next steps after she gives birth is that we're going to, because the child is, the father is an Australian citizen, that means that the child is also eligible to be an Australian citizen. So we're going to apply for the child Australian citizenship and passport, and then we're going to apply for the exemption again, hopefully this time around that they can, common sense will prevail, because, you know, the child can't travel by itself, and the child is an Australian citizen, and that it's a family member of an Australian citizen.
So we'll... Virginia be able to travel? If not, Alvaro would have to go there and pick up the
child. That's right. Alvaro has to go there, and also Alvaro has to face this situation where he has to get a travel exemption to leave the country. So it's this sort of whole bureaucratic process and is sort of making it difficult for families to reunite.
Ang sana'y simpleng proseso na magkapiling ang buong mag-anak at magkasama sa isang bansa'y naging komplikado at masalimuot, bunga ng pandemya. Ano pa man ang hinaharap, matapos isilang ang kanilang anak na si Dylan, isa lamang ang inaasam-asam ni Virginia.
Inaasam-asam ko po yung makasama po siya, si Al, na magkakasama kaming tatlo.
So handa ka na ba na pag sinabing alis na kayo, aalis ka na kaagad?
Pagkatapos ko mga anak, opo, kasi naka-impake na ako eh. Hindi ko pa tinatanggal yung mga bag ko, mga damit sa bag.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.